You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody, get ready. We've got Mike Fays, the principal managing director in Miami for Avis & Young. He's the prominent commercial real estate rainmaker, almost as much rain as me, Mike.
Listen, somebody's got to make the rain, but hey, put on your slickers. Let's go.
All right, well, let's go. No more introduction. He already introduced himself with that one, so stick around. We're going to do a couple of segments. We're going to talk about the Miami real estate market. So, Mike, everybody talks residential. Everybody talks condo. Let's talk retail.
Jim, I have an email. Let me get to this email first, and I'll get back to you.
So, all right.
What do you want to talk about now?
Okay. I want to talk about retail. And hey, by the way, high five to the email people. We'll be on break, and he'll be able to do the emails after he's done with his first segment. Now, Mike, what about the retail market? You know, there's not a lot of big box space left. It looks to me like the next real big retail play is underneath some of these buildings, but the buildings aren't built for retail. They're built for office and apartments. What's going on with retail?
I think you're going to see more deals coming down, more deals getting torn down, more properties getting torn down. And I think that, you know, when you're limited with the Biscayne Bay to the one side of us and you've got the Everglades, it feels like we're an island like New York City, but at the end of the peninsula in South Florida. So we're in a nice spot here.
All right. So you're telling me that you think that the retail is going to be really a lot of focus of redevelopment then? That's what you're thinking?
Absolutely. And I think that there'll be repurposing of other properties up and down all the major corridors up and down South Florida. And where they weren't, they will be. And I think that you'll say, hey, what was going to fit there? It wasn't what was right, but now it is. So we're going to have a lot of buildings torn down and redone. I do think that there will be high rises that will come back around, and you'll see much more of a planning stage in those buildings to accommodate the larger retailers as opposed to just the afterthought of a condo building saying, oh, well, let's throw in retail. It works from a financial standpoint, but now we're going to really see it fitting in.
Oh, great. So you're going to tell me that we're going to finally get some functional retail on the ground level?
I certainly hope so. I mean, we're starting to see a little more of that today.
Yeah, and another thing that you mentioned that I think didn't come out too clearly is somebody really has to be able to see the future to be in real estate today, because especially down here in Miami, things are moving and turning so fast that it's just getting out of hand. Now, we all know that transportation's a problem. What do you think is going to happen with the commercial real estate market is transportation, it becomes more difficult to go from submarket to submarket, Mike?
Well, I think really what's going to happen is people are going to be living more and more within their donuts, and that's really where it's going to be. So you're going to start to see certain areas, whether it's an urbanization of certain quadrants or actually other areas around Miami. So you might have in the suburban area, if you take a look at a couple of projects, look at the difference between Brickell City Center and World Center. Those are two donuts that are going to be basically living areas, but then crossing over with each other. You also go up north, and you'll start to see stuff outside the Sawgrass Mall. They're talking about an urbanization out in that area. So you start to see these areas creeping up, downtown Dadeland, just to add different factors up and down our whole wonderful South Florida market.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. I describe it as the city-state creation here in South Florida, where each little neighborhood's going to be its own city-state. It'll be fully integrated with all the land uses. And if you want to go to live in one and work in another, well, you're going to either have to leave at 6:30 in the morning or 10 o'clock in the morning to miss rush hour. We're getting more and more like Los Angeles every day.
Absolutely. But, you know, I have a quote from my father from many years ago. He always says, Miami, we're like living on an anthill going in and out of the same hole all the time.
Fair enough. You left me speechless with that one, Mr. Fay.
And Jim, it takes a lot to get that going sometimes.
It does. Now, we don't talk a lot about industrial, but I know that your office does a whole bunch of industrial. What's going on in the industrial market? And let's break it into two, the industrial institutional market and the user owner occupant market.
Well, you know, let's talk about the institutional side first. You know, the institutional is great. There's a lot of money chasing a lot of deals. Miami is really on the map from so many different areas. Why is that? You know, we've got the expansion of the port. We've got the Panamax Canal. We have all the things coming in up this way. Outside of that, there are other areas with the opening of Cuba possibly coming up. We see a lot of different issues as well as logistics coming in. So with the railroad, with all the things that are starting to come in with our air flights, air and sea, it's great. So under the institutional side, money is chasing deals, and they're chasing yield, and they're trying to get in on the game. And it's hard at times to really make something happen that is, you know, one, supply is tough. I mean, it's just, it really is. So you got to build. So it's almost today, forget buying existing. You got to build for it. So I think that you're going to start to see much more building of space.
Yeah, I agree. Everybody comes to me. They go, well, find me a deal in Miami. I go, no.
Yeah.
No. How do I do a deal in Miami? I go, you go to Broward.
Well, you know, you go Broward, you know, or go points north, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, Mike, we talked a little bit about the institutional market. I know you have a real big practice in the individual investor, smaller tenant, industrial market. What's going on there? Because I got to believe those people are running out of space.
Well, you take a look. If you're talking about an investor on the institution, on the industrial side, it is always a tough find also for that small bay industrial building, 50,000 square feet, 35,000 square feet or plus when you start getting into the institutional area. It's tough. It's tough for those buyers to find deals. But the private clients that own those are starting to experience nicer rent growth. They're starting to see their vacancies peel away if there are any. And then, of course, the tenants themselves. The tenants are finding that their businesses are getting better and they're looking to increase their space. What does that mean? They either have to move or they've got to turn around and try to fit with what they've got.
Now, I want to talk a little bit about a trend in real estate that I've been observing that you've been a part of for many years. And that's the combination of the new firms entering into the market. I know that you just went with Avis & Young after many, many years with the other brand, and before that being unbranded. How important is the Avis & Young brand to you, and what do you expect it to do for you in the next few years?
Well, Avis & Young has really been a great opportunity for us. What does it mean? You know, they're the fastest growing commercial real estate firm in the globe right now. Their growth has been unprecedented with any other commercial real estate firm. So what does that mean for us? They have gone out and acquired and or recruited top people in each market. So they've gone middle tier brokers all the way up until the top tier brokers. So while we might not have as many brokers that some of the other larger national firms claim, the ones we do have are top-notch, and they're the real deal people. So for us, when we're sending out business across the country and we're working deals down here in South Florida and or around the state and or around the country or regionally, every single one of these people are great. What else do I like about it? We're a principally-led firm. Every single one of these people have got a pure investment in this company. So, yes, there's a lot of stuff going on. It's different dealing with principals and partners. You know, when you work with different groups across the country, partners count.
It sure does, and it sounds to me like you guys are really trying to attract some of the real thought leaders, and I don't think you need a huge team. I think you need a right team, and it sounds like they're really working hard to right-size this opportunity for you. Now, they're in every market in Florida, or what's going on with that?
Yeah, pretty much every market except for Jacksonville right now, and, you know, we're always looking. So I think that at the same time, you know, the firm has got a great growth program, you know, across Europe, Latin America, and other areas, as well as filling in a couple of smaller gaps across the country, which we're in the middle of. So, you know, we just announced Minneapolis and Indianapolis, so we've got some great firms that have came in there. Other than that, you know, we're pretty much doing great.
All right. So that's terrific. And you kept the core of your team together and you're adding some new people to build it, build from within. You know, I always thought that I believe that real estate is a mentorship business. So it's real important to have people that are involved day to day to be invested in your business. So it sounds to me like you really have been set up for some good success. You know, let's talk a little bit. We've only got a couple minutes in this segment left. I want to hit on something that won't take too long. So, gosh, we talk forever. It all
Jim,
takes too long.
You know, I think we're the only two guys that talk as fast as anybody else. I actually had a guy tell me the other day, hey, can you slow down for 1 second?
No.
By the way, it was coming from a New Yorker.
Yeah, I know.
So I thought
it
was kind of funny. I mean, I thought I had to catch up to him, but he was catching up to me.
Well, that's what happens when you blend Cafe Cubano and Gatorade. Listen, let's take a break now. We'll take a little early break. We'll have a little bit more for the next segment. Stick around. We're going to have a lot of fun talking commercial real estate here in South Florida with Mike Fay, one of the top commercial real estate brokers and business owners here in South Florida. We'll be back after THIS.